This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half to the hour. Time for us here on the program to take the good day perspective on the Talk Radio Countdown show. When I say good day perspective, what I decided to do a couple of weeks ago with the concurrence of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is to have my staff, my group that's on the air with me on Good Day, go through the issues, the charts, if you will, for each week, and give you our take on this as if it were a regular talk radio program, because that's really why you listen to this, because you want to know what's big in regular talk radio circles. And for years and years and years, I used to have hosts on the program, and we'd go through sort of co-hosting the issues and talk about their take. And then we started, maybe 8 or 9 years ago, taking excerpts from various good talk radio programs and hosts around the country to make the point. All right, this is an example of issue number one, talked about on the air on this station, issue number two, and so forth. And then I thought it was time for us to change a bit. So I've asked my colleagues, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, to spend some time here this week talking about the list. I'm going to go through the list for you now. The top stories, according to Talkers Research, a lot of sports activity at number 10. That's not unusual. At number 9, the Obama overtime regulation, changing that. At number 8, the TSA problems that we've been discussing this week. At number 7, what's going on in Brazil and the Zika virus trouble with that. Number 6, what's going on in the Middle East. Number 5, continuing conversation about the gender laws and what's legit and what isn't there. Facebook and the Egypt air crash and the presidential race all are in the top 10. The activities of the candidates for president, though, including Donald Trump's interview with Megyn Kelly and the battle between Bernie Sanders and the Democratic National Committee, actually, understandably, the most talked about things this week on News Talk Radio, and then the downing of the flight, early suspicions that it's a terror attack, the Facebook thing and Glenn Beck's play on that. What do we think about that? Glenn Beck, well-known, well-suited, entertaining, intelligent talk host, to the right, has done different things with his program over the years, is considered a maverick, isn't one of the mainstay. When you think about the talk radio people, he works for a company named Premier. At least his radio program is syndicated by them. Same people that syndicate Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. So there is there's a clan, but there isn't a clan. Because most people, when you get right down to it, if the truth be told, and I say the average talk radio station that may be owned by iHeart, formerly Clear Channel, would have a local program on in the morning. Then they do Glenn Beck, which is their property. Then they do Rush Limbaugh, which is their property. Then they do Sean Hannity, their property. And then often you find Mark Levin in those circumstances, maybe less and less John Batchelor. Dave Ramsey shows up on a lot of these stations. And so, but in terms of who the in that category of a national right-wing host, Beck is considered, I'm using the term maverick because that's nice. There are other discordant things that are used to describe him, words that aren't used for Limbaugh, and they aren't used for Hannity, and they aren't used for Levin. But in terms of what he, you know, he's not talking about the issues the same way those guys might, but he certainly has a right-of-center approach to things. And he was, I think, one of the first people to get on to Zuckerberg, was he not? One of the first that heavily criticized Mark Zuckerberg and his company, supposedly. And I don't even know how this came about. Who was the first person to point out, where did we first see or hear that allegedly Facebook was doing things to tweak right-of-center stories?
Gizmodo,
that's right, too.
Former employee was a whistleblower, an anonymous whistleblower.
No one would have known.
No one would have known anything if that employee hadn't started spilling the beans.
Well, what do we know? Well, other than what he said, apparently what he said and what really is done isn't the same thing. At least if you listen to Zuckerberg, and Beck seems to be buying the story of it not being on purpose or intentional. It just happens that some of my employees are lazy. I mean, that's kind of what I heard. Isn't that what that amounted to?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that original employee, it made it sound like it was an actual algorithm that Facebook paid to have written to ignore conservative stories. And it turns out it's not that. It was actual
just
human...
people.
It was human oversight.
Yeah. So, but does that tell you about the bias in general of people working there? Even if it's a mistake, it seems to have been, and I don't even mean the term setup mistake, but it is because of the mindset, it didn't seem important. If I'm reading this, reading between the lines a little bit, they didn't care enough about it to give it
that's
a fair shot.
But on the left, people put the Black Lives Matter movement, on the far left, and that never made it on trending on Facebook because Zuckerberg said that whoever the curator was, that's what they're called when they run these shifts, the curator didn't think it was a big enough story. So
it's really
it went both ways.
Yeah, and the Facebook stories that trend, I mean, I was just looking at them going, okay, really? I mean, these are stories that are like sometimes three or four days old.
Okay, so what are you, give us an example of what you're saying.
So today I just happened to look, and while Sarah Ramirez is trending because Grey's Anatomy just aired their season finale, she's leaving Grey's. That makes sense. The Mitt Romney story is also trending about he's ending his efforts to end the third-party presidential campaign, which came out 3 days ago.
Right. That's right? Ridiculous. So I have no credibility at all. None. Zero.
I mean, and then the next one is Shawn Michaels, who's a former professional wrestler who got invited by the Pittsburgh Penguins to come watch a game because one of their successful lines on the Penguins is they call themselves the HBK Heartbreak Kid line. So they invited Shawn Michaels to it. It's just really kind of willy-nilly as to what they put up there.
All right.
And
so
not all of it timely.
Then let's go to the competitor Twitter. Victoria, what do you see trending on Twitter at this moment when we're talking about this? We've gotten Facebook, and sometimes we pay attention to Facebook as a trending source, but now let's go to Twitter as a trending source. What's there?
Well, Twitter has, they always do Good Friday, so which is not a religious thing, but that's always trending on Twitter on Fridays. Hashtag Mike Brown Forever is another thing that's trending right now. And Twitter's kind of all over the place, especially as the morning gets going. You know, the things that are more people are interested in, that tends to be
Mike Brown? Why do I remember that name?
Ferguson. Yeah, he was.
Ferguson. All right, that's it,
And then another hashtag that's starting to trend to stop the polling insanity. So I guess people are sick of political polls.
So here's my takeaway from both of those, Facebook and Twitter, is that there is no real news there. Yet we hear often that people will tell you they get their news from Facebook or they get their news from Twitter, and maybe it's the younger crowd, maybe it isn't. I don't know. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm just saying as an observer from the outside that in terms of getting news, if you're really serious and interested in what's going on, you don't go to either of those places to find it. You might find what people think about what's going on, but you will not find out in an authoritative way, in a credible way, what's going on.
Twitter's great for breaking news. You know, when you see a story that starts trending, you go, why is so-and-so trending? And then you do your own research and figure out. I mean, that's what I think Twitter is really good for, is giving you a starting point, I guess.
Okay, but
I always get all my news from Twitter because of the news outlets that I follow.
Uh-huh.
So I don't really go by what's trending. But the trending thing, like Jen said, it is great for breaking news. Yeah. You know, yesterday when we were on the air, I looked at the trends, and that's when the Egypt Air started started trending. So yeah, it is good for that.
All right. So the number three item this week, the Facebook anti-conservative bias focus, has been taken care of. We've dispatched that well. 15 past the hour here on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, women. New evidence shows that talcum powder products such as Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower may cause ovarian cancer. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748 right now. You may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Recently, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million in damages to the family of a woman who died of cancer she said was caused by the company's talcum powder. The jury found that Johnson & Johnson knew that these products could cause cancer and failed to warn consumers. If you or a loved one used talcum powder and were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, call 800-787-1748. You may be entitled to cash compensation. Time is limited. Call 800-787-1748 now. Our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-787-1748. That's 800-787-1748. 800-787-1748.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Jessica, who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things.
Okay, what do you want?
You need to use your Shop Your Way surprise points at Sears before they expire.
I forgot all about those.
I know. Members get free surprise points toward their favorite purchases in-store or online. Check your account at ShopYourWay.com, then use points on anything you want. Sandals, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points are valid until May 25th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. Go to ShopYourWay.com for details.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. Something this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
18 after the hour, a good day take on the countdown with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I don't know what to say about the air crash, except that what happens with people in these circumstances, they get silly. They cancel their flights. They don't want to go to a certain area. I mean, I understand the problem of not wanting to go to the Middle East. I wouldn't be too excited about going to the Middle East either, were I to go. But there are those people who are afraid to go to Europe because they think, oh, my God, Paris, look at what happened there. And they want to go to Brussels, and then they put Europe all together. I don't want to go to England. I don't want to go to Germany. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay home. And so it'll affect, especially this time of year when people are making their plans, because it's the beginning of the summer travel season, people are making plans. Yep. And it is wildly, my God, look at the prices of some of these tickets. My son is flying out in a couple of weeks to come home. Both my children are coming home for a week in June. And Brendan told me last night the prices were crazy. He had to fly to Atlanta to pick up a car, and it was $400 to go on Delta direct from L.A. to Atlanta.
Summer weekend, holiday weekend.
Yeah. And then, but then coming back from Boston to L.A. on Virgin, it's $208. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of stuff that is there. I saw prices of $800-$900 to go to places that nobody would want to go to. So, all right, we're reviewing what's going on in the world of talk radio. The charts for this week, the 16th and the 20th of May.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Half the hour. Let me actually go through the charts. I haven't done it. I sort of get stuck once in a while. We find something that jumps out at us. Then I stop and we go through. When I say we, Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. She can pipe up anytime she wants to. Freedom of speech is what we value here. Victoria Keelan. Yeah, yeah. All right. So the official list, Sports Talk Radio number 10. Obama at number 9, TSA at number 8, what's going on in Brazil, number 7, the battle against Daesh at number 6, the bathroom gender law is 5. I don't understand. At number 4 on the list, sometimes I openly disagree with the list. I don't get that there was a lot of conversation, not in my circle, or not that I heard, on Iran. I mean, I don't see, this is dead, overdone.
Yeah.
Not
well, I mean, it did get a little bit of attention at the beginning of the week because of Ben Rhodes and the gaming, how it came out that they gamed the media, essentially, to sell the Iran deal, and I think that's probably why you see it.
They talking about the administration.
The Obama administration.
So it was the same deal. Okay, yes, I remember that I don't know if we said it on the air, maybe I heard it someplace. The thing that is disturbing about this is that it reminds me of George Bush trying to do the same thing when we went into Iraq. It was the same kind of gaming. They both, all politicians, if they want to get their way.
But you actually had someone, I'll beg to differ with you only in this respect, and that is that Ben Rhodes came out and said, look, the media is a bunch of bubbleheads. Mm-hmm. They're in their 20s. They're idiotic. We can tell them whatever we want and get away with it. And essentially, there was no one on record like that with the Bush administration. I mean, it was maybe bad intelligence, and we can argue that it was bad intelligence, but it was what people believed at the time. This is now like, well, we pulled one over on you. So it's a little bit different. I didn't get that vibe after going into Iraq that it was someone trying to pull one over on us.
Oh, I did.
You didn't get that vibe from Karl Rove or from Cheney?
No, I
felt like they were constantly selling us a bill of goods that was worth nothing the whole time.
It wasn't
never
those
got
guys.
That feeling.
Those guys are always the bad guys. I'm talking about people like Colin Powell, who went on the offensive for that deal. I'm not talking about the Iran nuclear deal. I'm talking about going into Iraq.
There were weapons of mass destruction there, though. They found evidence of them being there. They never found the weapons because they were moved to Syria. I mean, that's common knowledge.
No, it's not. Nope, I disagree. It's okay.
Well, you can disagree.
I can.
I disagree with you.
I disagree. And I disagree with you.
Hey, but neither. But the good thing is neither of you are disagreeable, and that, that's mantra. Yes. I love that.
Yes.
But that's why we're talking about Iran this week, because it was a terrible deal, and also the Senate, the Congress wanted Ben Rhodes to appear, and he denied appearing in front of Congress for a review of what he had said. So.
You know what? I think we should spend a lot of time talking about the bad deals of the week. For example, getting
maybe
sushi.
We should do to do equal time. Maybe the good deal of the week and the bad deal of the week. How about that?
So, what's the bad deal of the week? Is this the bad deal of the week? You're on
the bad deal of the century
year?
For me. Yeah,
no, not for the century. Come
it's
on,
a bad deal.
Iraq was a bad deal. It was a
we
worse deal.
We just gave.
That was worse.
Okay, that was not a deal. We just gave. Billions, 300 of them, by the way, back to Iran.
Yeah, it was a bad
deal. And we have now, United States has now become the leading state sponsor of terrorism because of our funds that we've given back to Iran.
This reminds me of a conversation I had with Meredith. As a matter of fact, I almost just said Meredith's name. Jennifer, we have spent $3 trillion in Iraq. $3 trillion. Has been spent in Iraq. Yeah.
There's a lot of good that came out of that.
What?
Girls went to school.
Oh.
We pulled out too soon. If we had stayed done in every other war zone, we're still in Korea. We're still in Japan. We're still in Germany. If we had stayed and not created the vacuum that we have created, there would have been a lot more. You would have seen the good continue to
and
trickle
through. You know
what
the saddest thing is? That the rubble, what was his name? Fred Rubble? Fred, what's his name from Flintstones?
Barney?
Barney Rubble, right. And the whole, that town that Saddam created for his grandchildren, all ruined in Iraq. Horrible. 28 past the hour.
What pairs best with a cold, refreshing beer? A scorching hot summer. Sam Adams Summer Ale is brewed with bright lemon peel and exotic grains of paradise, so it goes just right with summer tastes, like hot dogs on the grill, steaming fresh lobster, and marshmallows over the fire. But its best pair of all, that might be another summer ale with a good friend. Pure summer refreshment from Sam Adams. For the love of beer.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Now 34 after the hour, wiping the slate clean and starting over again. This is the Good Day take on the Talker's Top 10 Items. So this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the charts of the stories and the people every week. That's what we do. Now bringing in my Good Day colleagues, Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn are here. I want to go through the list of the people that are on the front page this week. Steph Curry at number 10. He's the NBA player, right?
Yep.
Jason Chaffetz.
Jason Chaffetz.
I don't know him. You said he's in the House Oversight Committee.
Oh, he's very well known. Yeah, he's a congressman from Utah.
Hold on just a second. He's very well known. That's a slap in the face. I said I didn't know who he was, and you said, oh, he's very well known.
Well,
so
he is. I'll tell you why.
I must be a dummy.
I don't know who he is, but I don't know who he is either.
You're definitely not a Demi.
Yeah.
But yes, you are. No, I'm just kidding. No. Jason Chaffetz has been in the news quite a bit over the last year, especially. He's become a really loud voice in the House. He is a Republican out of Utah. He's the head of the Government Oversight Committee. And this week, the reason he would be trending is that he was the one that was pushing for an interview or a review with Ben Rhodes, and the Obama administration denied that request for Ben Rhodes to appear before the House. He also, just
Ben Rhodes,
ago,
refresh everybody's memory.
Ben Rhodes was the person who came out that we just spoke about, who said that he sold the media bill of goods about the Iran deal, essentially.
He being John Kerry and Barack Obama.
Ben Rhodes, yes.
He did the selling.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So Chaffetz was also up for Speaker of the House before Paul Ryan said, I'll do it. Remember when he was playing coy and he was like, no. Jason Chaffetz was up there running against
me,
Kevin McCarthy.
Pick me. It's me. Yeah. I want to do it.
Yeah. But wah-wah.
Uh-huh. So much for that. All right. So let's see. Other names on this list. The people list from Talkers, Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The Democrats, she's the head of the DNC, and the Democrats now, a lot of them anyway, are actually calling for her resignation.
See you later,
This week on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Mika Brzezinski said that she should resign. Van Jones on CNN said he would rather have Reince Priebus in charge of the Democratic Party, and all of it stems from that ugly skirmish between Bernie supporters and Hillary supporters at that Nevada convention over the weekend.
She's always been useless, I think. All right, let's see. John Kerry is number 7, Mark Zuckerberg number 6, Bill Clinton number 5, Bernie Sanders 4, Hillary Clinton 3, Barack Obama 2, and Donald Trump in the number 1 position on the people list, according to the Talkers charts for this week. Donald Trump has done something that everybody, or not everybody, but many people said, look, why he'll fall down here, and he didn't. He'll misstep there. No, he didn't do that. It's not going to work over here. Well, it worked. And so it goes on and on and on. Can you see Donald Trump as president? I can. I'm not saying that it necessarily is the best choice, but under the circumstances, we got the two that seem to be in the top of the heap. That would be the way I'd go, depending on who he chooses for vice president. He'd better be smart about that. But I think he's getting smarter. Was it smart for him to be interviewed by Megyn Kelly this week? Who won there?
You know, I think it was, you know, they both benefited a lot from this contentious relationship that they had with each other. I don't know if there was a winner in that special. The questions were sort of weird. It was awkward in moments, and the ratings were really soft. So I don't know if it even really mattered so much. I think he definitely, I mean, they've both done some winning. She's releasing books and on the cover of Vanity Fair, and
which would never have happened without this current controversy.
No. And he's probably going to be president.
Yeah, and Jennifer and I were actually saying, I think during one of the breaks earlier this week, we were talking about Megyn Kelly appearing on Andy Cohen's show, Watch What Happens Live on Bravo, which never would have happened
a year ago.
So I think she's the clear winner out of all this.
I think she's very bad at what she does.
Well, I don't think she's good at what she does, but I think she's the winner in this.
I'm wondering now. Let's get down to brass tacks. This is going to sound really sexist, and so be it. You do what you want with it.
Hang on, I'm buckling up.
The only reason that she's there is that you look at the people that Roger Ailes hires at Fox. Is she cut above the same or below most of them? I find Gretchen Carlson to have, of all the people that I've seen there, to have the most credibility and to have the most value. That's just me.
Plus, you think she's the prettiest.
Well, I thought Hasselbeck was good. Hasselbeck, is she?
She's empty.
Oh, come on. But she has grown. I think you give her credit for her at least growing between the two experiences that she had. Is she the most intelligent, or is she going to be the best at what she does? Probably not.
I totally disagree with you about Megyn Kelly. I think that Megyn Kelly, when she first started, was probably the standout female reporter. Actually, maybe the standout reporter just in general on Fox News, aside from maybe like Brett Baer and Shepard Smith. They're both really good reporters.
Is she getting an unfair shake then because you're being told all the rest of the blondes at Fox?
Here's what the problem is, though, is that when she had this debate, she became the henchwoman for Fox. Clearly, she was doing this under boss's orders, right? Roger Ailes said, you need to really hammer Trump. And so she's taking orders.
Yeah.
And essentially, she got a taste of what it feels like to become the celebrity. And here's the slippery slope. When a journalist becomes the story, when there's a real problem.
Yep.
I loved Megyn Kelly up until that point. And then I couldn't stand watching her because it was like everything was about me. One of the questions she asked Donald Trump, she started things off with, let's talk about us. I mean, it's, you know, it's always me,
about
me,
her.
Me.
Right,
and
right. Yeah.
That's not, to me, that's not okay. Then go become an actor or a host. Don't be parading as a journalist when it's about me all the time. Because a good journalist keeps himself out of the story.
Right. That's
great. I agree
great.
With that. Yeah. That's
and
a
you know what? To wit, the conversation this week about Morley Safer, never in his career has he been talked about until he died. It was always the story.
I have to be completely honest with you. I consume all of this stuff. You guys hear me. I consume media, especially news media, a lot.
Hmm.
Had no idea who he was. I'm
Morley
embarrassed
Safer?
To tell you that. Had no idea until he died who Morley Safer. No.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, when I looked him up, because I Googled him when he died yesterday, or earlier this week when he died, and I Googled him, and I was expecting a different picture. So I knew the name. I knew the name, but I think I confused him with Mike Wallace.
But that's commendable, because I shouldn't know his name. I should know his work. I should remember him for his contribution, not necessarily who he was. That's the beauty of the job that he did. I think it's a compliment, actually.
Well, that sort of speaks to what I'm just talking about. You didn't know who he was necessarily, although somebody like me who's been around for a little bit longer has a degree of attention that was paid to 60 Minutes, because a lot of the things I've talked about over the years, including recently the 28-page thing, comes from discussions that have been presented on that TV show. That TV show has garnered a lot of attention, and reasonably it has garnered a lot of attention because it does what good journalism, in my estimation, or what I was taught about journalism. I'm not a journalist. Don't claim to be. Don't want to be. I'm a talking head, and so are the two of you. But when you get right down to brass tacks, the really good information that you get from television programs like that, the investigative work that really means something, that does something, not the investigative stuff of the I team on the local stations where they look to see how many pizza boxes have been sold by the local pizza company. That's really, who cares? That stuff is meaningless, as in most of the local news stations and programs are meaningless because they don't do local news. What they do is they masquerade a local newscast. They say, all right, we're going to start our local news at 4 a.m. What does that mean? Well, a local newscast, in my mind, means you cover the local news. That's how I was taught. You're going to do local news. You better go find out who's been in an auto crash. You better find out who's in the hospital. You better find out what the city council did last night. You better know what went on in the governor's mansion. But you don't. I'm not going to do a local newscast and feature a story from the Middle East. What am I doing that? But why do I need you? I don't need you.
Well, especially in this day and age with cable news,
right.
I think that's it's a good point. I mean, in L.A., I live in Los Angeles, you would never see local news covering city council or the Board of Supervisors or any of that, unless it's something controversial like the minimum wage or something. I mean, you would never see them say,
there's no originality, no creativity. It's all follow the leader, and it's garbage.
And a lot of it's paid now. If you notice on local news, and I'm sure it's like this in other cities too, they go around and do these dining segments where they're getting, you know, they go to restaurants or they go to fairs or the circuses in town. And
That's news. Hello. 44 past the hour, the countdown version of the Good Day program, or the Good Day program with a countdown version. I'm Doug Steffen. We will continue with an overview here a couple more minutes on one or two of the big items of the week on the countdown.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Memorial Day is around the corner, but travel expert Michelle Gerson says there's still time to find last-minute deals.
Memorial Day airfares are about 10% cheaper than last year. Some top destinations, according to OneTravel.com, for inexpensive airfare include Miami, Cancun, Orlando. And OneTravel.com is a great site that specializes in low-cost airfares. Unlike their competitors, OneTravel.com has live agents you can call to book your flights, cars, hotels, and other needs. And if you book before the end of the month with the promo code SUMMER16, you'll get $20 off.
Any advice about packing?
I love Viaggi bags because they fold small enough to fit into your other luggage so you can bring home souvenirs. The Zipsack looks like a soft briefcase, but it opens into a duffel bag, and the Contempo carry-ons and big bags fold flat and fit under the bed. All Viaggi's luggage have four wheels, and they're durable, water-resistant nylon fabric. Go to Biagi.com, that's B-I-A-G-G-I, and if you buy before the end of the month, you'll get 30% off and free shipping.
For more, go to videopump.tv.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, a couple of more moments here on the countdown, an overview of what's going on conversationally as the Middle East is one of the important factors in the story column. Be interesting to see how this gets treated over the weekend and into next week. The top general of the military says that the Libyan government has asked for U.S. troops to go over there. Yet another involvement in another area in the fight against Daesh. Yes or no? Should troops be sent to Libya? That'll be a question that people will be asking. Hosts will be asking their audience. All right, what say the two of you, Victoria and Jennifer?
I would say at this point, no, and here with an asterisk, and that's because I personally don't trust this president to maintain boots on the ground, per se. I don't know that he's in the position to do that. I don't think he would do that. Perhaps under a different president, maybe that leadership would be there. But I think there are just other things that we can do at this point with this particular leader that would prevent us from having to put boots on the ground.
I'm just anti adding more lives in direct danger. So I know it's necessary sometimes, but my gut instinct is, and my first reaction is always no boots on the ground.
No,
and regardless of whoever the leader
None
is.
None of this is necessary. All these lives that have been killed in Iraq and all these people that have been killed in Afghanistan, all go back to Vietnam, go to any of these things, it's just a complete waste. All right, 50 minutes past the hour, countdown version of Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Now 53 after the hour on Good Day. It's movie time. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Unfortunately, though, he's out seeing a movie, so we have to work our way through. But yeah, the nerve of him going to the movies. What in the world will this situation come to? All right, so Jennifer's going to go through the three movies that are coming out this week. And I have some interesting social media comments. Twitter at Good Day, social media, including Facebook.com/Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day Show. We asked yesterday who would be the next, well, Chuck had some dirt on the next James Bond, so he asked who your favorite 007 was of all time. I'll give you some thoughts on that, plus Jennifer will go through the list of movies coming out today in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There's a moment in this journey that I gave up. My boots just couldn't walk another mile. And that cloud above me had no silver lining.
Becoming the Blake Shelton show. All the stuff we play from him. This is from Angry Birds.
Yeah, this is the original song from Angry Birds. It's called Friends, and it looks like he wrote this with Gwen Stefani as well.
Really? This is on that new, they have a sort of a new CD that features the talents of both of them singing together, right?
That's his new album, If I'm Honest, and it features the duet, Go On and Break My Heart, with Gwen Stefani.
But this is a new movie music?
Yeah, this is an original song they wrote for the movie, Angry Birds.
All right, but is it on there, that new CD that we were talking about the other day? No.
No, okay. I don't believe it is, no.
All right, well, that gets us into at least the category of what's coming tonight and this weekend that's new for us to get excited about, Jen. What do you have for the list?
Well, obviously, Angry Birds coming out, if you're into that sort of thing. Not sure how they made the stupid little phone game, the app, a movie, but we'll see. It stars the voices of Jason Sudeikis, Josh Gad, Danny McBride, Maya Rudolph. So some big names attached to this one. Also coming out this weekend, Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising. I know you'll be in line for this one, Dougie. Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne, Zac Efron, and Chloe Moretz will all be starring in that. And then rounding
starring
out...
Starring is a loose term for participating in the movie.
You know, I know someone who went to the preview of it and said it was really funny. So, hey,
No counting. Anything's better than the first one. The first one was terrible.
It can only get better. That's it. All right, and then the next one, which I'm kind of interested in, The Nice Guys. This one stars Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. They've been doing a lot of previews for it. It's getting a 71 out of 100 from the Metascore. But I think I'd like to see it. It's sort of kind of like a Starsky and Hutch meets Boogie Nights.
Right. Yeah. All right, social media comments on who your favorite 007 is. Robert says Pierce is one of my all-time fave actors, but Roger is my fave Bond. Seth writes Sean Connery for sure, but I like them all in some way. Eric writes George Lazenby. Jay says Roger Moore. Carl says Moore as well. Carla says Sean Connery and Daniel Craig. So thank you for that attention to detail. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 59.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.